We're going to jump into Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, if you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, say wait on me. Oh, you got it? Say amen. Would you do me a favor? Would you stand for the reading of the word? Would you stand for the reading of the word? And it reads as thus, Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he spoke to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God. He's the beauty of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Father, we thank you for your time. We thank you that you see us. We thank you that you would give us a few moments, God, just to speak. And we pray, God, that the words that fall from my lips be the words that fall from your heart for us, your sons and your daughters. God, we are ready. So would you hide me behind the cross? Would you speak through me today? Would you make known your great grace to these, your sons and your daughters? In Jesus' name we pray, all God's children said, amen and amen. You may take your seats. You may take your seats. If I could title this message today, it would be Jesus is prophet, priest, and king. Jesus is prophet, priest, and king. That sounds like a C.S. Lewis novel, doesn't it? Jesus is prophet, priest, and king. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 1, and it reads, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. As we dive into this text today, we see that God used various prophets in many ways. But now he is speaking through his Son. Now, there's nothing wrong with, you know, the prophets that were before. They did an excellent job. But the situation comes at some point in your life and in my life, we're going to leave this earth. Their words will cease. And God says, I need to have someone that can continue to bring my message to you, that can continue to speak to you long after Isaiah is gone, long after Moses and Ezekiel, long after they go. I still need to have someone to be able to speak into your life. When I was a little boy, there was a commercial out. And that commercial, now some of y'all may know it, some of y'all may not know it. I'm showing my age right now, so don't look at me all funny-eyed now. I'm showing my age here now. There was a commercial, and it says, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody, oh, so some of y'all just as old as I am. Yeah, I don't know who E.F. Hutton is, but I do know who Jesus is. And the Bible declares that the prophets before have gone on, but God is now speaking through his Son, Jesus the Christ. He declares that Jesus is the one that he is speaking to. And so for my first point I would like to share with you today is that Jesus is the prophet. Jesus is the prophet. No, don't miss this now. I didn't say Jesus is a prophet. I said Jesus is the prophet. See, because if I say he's just a prophet, then you would lump him in with everybody else and all of their sin and all of their craziness and foolishness and things that they did. But Jesus sits high above all of them. The Bible declares that Jesus says that he is the one that God is now using to speak. Hebrews chapter 7. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 7 real quickly. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 20. See, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently. Everybody say permanently. because he continues forever. Who continues forever? Jesus. Jesus continues forever. He is ever seated on the throne, and he is speaking to us today. And I'm thankful that Jesus is the prophet who is speaking, because he can speak to my dead situation, come alive. He can speak to my hopeless situation, there is hope. He can speak to the storm that is in my life, peace be still. Jesus is speaking, and he is speaking loudly. And you say, brother preacher, you say Jesus is speaking, but how do I hear him? You hear him through his word. You hear him through his word. I don't want you to take my word for that. I don't want you to take my word for that. But the Bible declares in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Let me do that again. Let me say, in the beginning, and the word was, and the word was, and the word was God. That means Jesus is God's word in manifested form. So if anybody's going to speak to me, I need Jesus to speak to me. And if he's going to speak to me, I have his oracles right here. When I was a little, they used to sing this song, the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth. He's speaking. And not only is he speaking through his word, he is speaking through creation. The Bible declares, even in our text here, in verse number 3, it declares, in verse number 3, it says this here. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. He upholds the universe by the word. His word means more than anybody else's word. The reason why I can stand on this pulpit and not float away is because Jesus is. You didn't catch that. The reason why you can sit in that seat right there and not fall through the earth is because Jesus is. Gravity is only because Jesus is. The molecules and atoms and neurons and all those things that are working through your body is only working that way because Jesus is. The reason why the sun sits where it sits and it moves when it moves and the galaxy moves whenever is because Jesus is, because he is speaking. And I want to double dog dare you today. If Jesus is speaking, will you listen to him? Some of us are listening to everybody else, Pastor Mike. We're listening to the news. We're listening to Facebook. We're listening to all the social media. We're listening to this person and that person. We're listening to this party and that party. We're listening to everybody but Jesus. And God says to us, I am no longer speaking through these people. I am speaking through my son, because we are what? One. I'm speaking through Jesus. Jesus is the prophet. As we continue in verse number 3. And he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the words of his power after making purification for sins. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. After making purification for sins. Let me say that one more time. After making purification for sins. Now, the only way that you can do that to make purifications for sins, you had to be the priest. The priest was the one that would take your sacrifice before the Lord. The priest was the one that had to take your whatever you had, whatever you had done, and you laid it on this animal that you had worked on it, and you give this animal, and he would take that animal or whatever your offering was, and he would take it before the Lord. And as those priests went inside, they had what we call, I guess it's, for lack of a better word, it's just a rope, right, Pastor Mike? Just a rope. I mean, it has some beautiful robes. I think my suit looks nice today. Yeah. They had some beautiful robes, but they had a rope tied around them with a bell. Bing, 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 bing. You ever heard a cowbell? Clang, 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 clang. And as long as that bell was ringing, they knew, okay, the priest is doing it. He's taking us before the Lord. Oh, man, we're going to be good. Oh, man, the priest is. But if that priest, that bell stopped ringing, uh-oh, that's right. man down. They would have to drag him out of the temple, and then they would do this. Next. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be next. I'm stepping to the side. I'm letting Pastor Mike move forward. I'm stepping to the side. I'm letting Pastor Hyden go ahead. You got it, brother. You got it. But Jesus didn't step back. He stepped up. And this, I want to share this with you. My second point I want to share with you is that Jesus is my high priest. He took all of my sin. He took it upon him by his stripes. He took everything that he knew Marvin was going to do before Marvin showed up on this earth. And he bore it upon himself before the Father. He took me. Check this out now. Now listen to me. Jesus didn't just take our sacrifice. He became our sacrifice. That's a little different. Because what that lets me know is that I ain't got to keep killing a bunch of animals and keep trying to kind of do and keep trying to do, because Jesus is my high priest. He's always advocating for me. He's in the heavens for me. Jesus is my high priest. And I'm thankful that he is my high priest. First John 2. Can you throw that up there for me? First John 2. He says, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have a what? Advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the what? The righteous. When we fall short, we have an advocate before the Father. I need a volunteer. My brother right there, he got the Bible in his hand right there. I need you right here. Come on. Come on up here. I want y'all to really understand this. Come on. Stand right here. This is my brother right here. This is my bro right here. What's up? All right. So I want you to stand right here. Just stand right here. All right. Now, this is us. We messing up. This is Jesus. We messing up, and then we do this right here. Can you see me? As long as I am in Christ, he is advocating for me. It is when I step out of him that now I lose that privilege. But as long as I'm abiding inside of him, he is saying to the Father, forgive him, for he knows that. Forgive him. I know Marvin said he wasn't going to do it, but would you forgive him, God? I know he said it again, but would you forgive him, God? I know he's going back again, but would you forgive him? And God doesn't see me. He sees his son who he laid all of our sin upon. He sees his son who died. He sees his son. Jesus is my high priest. He's my advocate going before the Father for me. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. I really want you to get this. He's our advocate, but not only is he our advocate, not only is he going before the Lord. Check this out. In Luke 22, I love this right here. I'm about to get too excited. Come on, calm down, Marvin. Calm down. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, but I have. He didn't say Marvin prayed for you. He didn't say Reuben prayed for you. He said, Jesus is praying for you right now. He is ever interceding on your behalf before the Father right now. He is my high priest. He is speaking. He is advocating. He is interceding. And check this out. He is also defending me, because the Bible tells me that Satan roams and he is looking for someone to devour. He is looking for someone to accuse. Oh, no. Oh, I know Rich now. I know him. Hey, Jesus, what about Rich? You know what Jesus does? That's my son. He's good. No. God, you got to know Vanessa now. You know it. But that's my daughter. That's my daughter. I want you to understand what Jesus is doing right now. He is speaking and he is advocating and interceding and defending you daily. I don't want you to miss that. I don't want you to miss that. But as we continue in this, because I get excited when I talk about Jesus, because he's done so much in my life. And we conclude, we get ready to wrap this up. I promise you we get ready to wrap this thing up here. Verse number 3, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by his words. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He sat down where? At the right hand. And my final point I want to share with you, Jesus is King. Revelation 19:16 says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On his robe and on his thigh. That's actually, you know, it's okay for me to get a tattoo. No, just kidding. I'm just, don't y'all say, Pastor Marvin, tell me. Don't y'all say that. No. But understand this. Understand this. I have my man's video here. But understand this. Jesus is ever present, ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father. You need to realize this here. Where you are seated denotes authority. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and where? On earth has been given to me. All authority. Where he is seated makes a difference. He's seated at the right hand, that's authority. He's seated at the right hand, that is power. Ephesians 1:19. Come on, just ride with me a little bit. I promise we're going to get somewhere. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. All power. Being at the right hand of the Father is giving him power. He has authority and he has power. Now, understand this. It's very important. You can have power and not have authority. You can have authority and not have any power. All right, right now, I'm just talking to the few husbands that are in the room, Few husbands that don't look too quick now. You know what's gonna happen. Talking to a few husbands that's in the room. Now, it is incumbent upon us as we are traveling on the highways and byways, and we're getting ready to make a turn, and we hear a voice, and it says, no, you should turn right. We may be in the parking lot, and we're like, oh, yeah, I got this good parking lot spot. I'm going to roll over here. And as we're proceeding to turn that wheel, we hear another still small voice. I don't think we should turn right. There's another parking spot over there. Now. Understand this now. The voice that you hear has the authority because they probably have their license. But they don't have the power because they're not seated in the driver's seat. That's what I love about Jesus, because where he is seated, he has the power and authority. The power and the authority to speak to my situation, to say, dead, rise again. He has the power and authority to see about me. Jesus, the prophet, Jesus is the high priest. Jesus is King. He's ruling. And he's reigning. He's ruling and he's reigning. The reason why I can share that with you, because in John chapter 10, we're just doing a little Bible study here. Is that okay? Doing a little Bible study here. John chapter 10, verses 28 and 30. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, who is the them? That's us. That's us. He has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. We have a ruling and a reigning King of Kings and a Lord of Lords, and he is mindful of his kingdom. He is mindful of you in your situation. He is mindful of you and you that are online. God is mindful of you right where you are because he's a ruling and a reigning King. He understands his kingdom, but not only is he ruling and he reigning, Mom, I love this right here. He's returning. All this would be for nothing. All this would be for nothing if he wasn't coming back. I want to tell you this real quickly. Look me right in my eyes right here. To you that are believers and followers of Christ, this world is the worst that it will ever be for you. To you that are not followers and believers of Christ, this is the best it's going to be for you. I want that weight to sit right there. We think this world is so crazy and so corrupt, and this is going on here. If you're not a follower of Christ, this is the best it's going to be for you. But those of us who have committed our lives to Jesus, those of us who have made him King and Lord of our lives, we understand that there's a greater place that he is preparing to bring us. He's getting ready to return. Oh, he's got a beautiful kingdom prepared for us. He's getting ready to return. And I'm thankful that my Father is willing to return for his son. As bad as I may be sometimes, as horrible as I may mess up sometimes. You know, this is a reality. You get to see me in here. You get to see me excited, leading worship. You get to see me in here. You don't get to see me at home. My wife and my boys get to see me at home. I'm not always the best. I blow it. Matter of fact, I blew it bad this week. But I understand that when I go to the Father and say, God, would you forgive me? Would you help me? He advocates, he intercedes, he defends, and he forgives me. And he says, now just move. Some of you are coming in here right now and you're broken. Some of you are in this place right now and your lives is in shambles because you're not allowing the prophet to speak to you through his word. You're not allowing him to advocate before the Father. Every time he tries to take you before the Father, you run back this way and say, no, God, I'm not good enough. No, God, I'm not. This one, instead of running this way, I'm just going to run this way. God, I'm going to lay it in your hands right now, God. It's got to be you or it's not going to be anything at all. I trust you today. It's one of the big songs that hit a couple few years ago. This is how I fight my battles. Right here. God, forgive me. And when I say that, I realize as my brother was standing before me, he is advocating for me. He is interceding for me. He is saying, I love you. I'm thankful that I'm not your high priest. You better be thankful I'm not your high priest. One of y'all cross me, fire. Lightning right there, dead. Oh, you're laughing. If you were the high priest for me, oh, that ain't the song I wanted Pastor Marvin to sing, fire. I am thankful that that Jesus is not fickle like us. Because this is what happens with us. When I don't like you, when you don't do something, I'll stop speaking to you. Jesus never stops speaking. When you've crossed me, when you've done something I don't like, I'll stop talking to you. I'll push you to the side. I won't advocate. I won't do anything. But Jesus, even he knew I was going to mess up. He knew how wrong I was going to be. And yet and still, he still went to the Father on my behalf. Jesus is the prophet. He is my high priest. Jesus is my king. He's ruling and reigning. And guess what? He's getting ready to return. And I am thankful today that Jesus is the prophet, the priest, and the king. And as I close this thing, I want you to understand this. Jesus is the prophet who is speaking. Are you listening? Jesus is the high priest who is advocating, who is interceding and defending. Are you allowing him? And finally, Jesus is king, ruling, reigning, and getting ready to return. Will he be returning for you? The only way he's going to return for you is if you have submitted your life unto him. You don't get the benefit of him being priest of your life and advocating for you if you haven't accepted him as king. Jesus is always speaking. He's speaking to everybody. He's speaking now. Whether we're listening and hearing is something different. But to be able to utilize and grab all of the benefits of the king being in my life, I have to allow myself to submit to his authority, because he has all power and all authority. To you two here today, to you that online with us, we thank you so much for worshiping with us today. But you may say, hey, preacher, I heard what you said today. I haven't heard him speak. I don't know if he's advocating for me. I know I haven't really accepted him as king of my life. But I want to make that change today. If that's you, if you're in this house today, if you do not know the Lord, if you have not accepted him into your life, I'm going to say a simple prayer, and I would that you would repeat this prayer after me. Now, this prayer is not magical. It's not no fairy dust that's going to pop out of the sky and like bling, and you can start glowing. But if you sincerely say this prayer through your heart, God's going to make a change. And that doesn't mean every day is going to be great. It just means that God is with me even when it's not. So I would that you would pray this prayer with me. Father, I'm a sinner. I'm broken. Forgive me. Save me. Be king. Be Lord. Be Savior of my life. I open my heart to you. Would you come in? Would you rescue me? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All God's children said, amen and amen. Woo. If you have made that confession today, if you have said that prayer today, if you're online, contact us. If you're in this building, we have what we call a connection card. Fill that card out. Let us know. We want to do life with you because the heavens are celebrating right now. Heavens are celebrating right now. The prophet, the priest, the king. God wants to be all three in your life. He don't just want to be one. He wants to be all three. And I'm thankful today that I can say that he's the prophet. He is my high priest. And he is the king of my life. Would you stand with us all over the building? Stand with us all over the building. There may be some of you in here today. You say, well, you know, preacher, you know, I know the Lord. We've been rocking together. He's my number one. The big guy up there, he's my God. But I just haven't been hearing him. I want to challenge you to get in your word. You say, but I'm afraid because what I did and what I said. I'm going to challenge you to go to him and ask for forgiveness, because he wants to rescue you. His desire is to go before the Father on your behalf. Whatever that situation is in your life, it could be family, it could be your job, it could be your kids, it could be you that you have not fully allowed him to be king and ruler over. Today, would you give it to him? The worship team is going to come now, and there's a song that we're going to sing. And while we're singing this worship song, this altar is open. And I would that you would not worry about who's around you, not be concerned about what somebody's going to say, but just come and spend a little time with the Lord, because he wants to speak to you, because he is advocating and interceding as he rules and reigns for his return. Father, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you so much for what you've done. And today, God, we rest in who you are and what you are. So would you make known your great grace to us today? Would you speak to us? Would you forgive us, God? Would you hide us behind you? Would you allow us to sit in you, God? Soften our hearts, God, that we may hear from you, that you will be ruler and reigner over all in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's children say, amen and amen.